can go think me and then I can speak it name it's more of a, it's coming in blocks. They more either broken and this is it. You got even but then sometimes you break one of those.
Oh, I see. All right. I took a hammer and a nail and the nail into the board.
Pull the nail in the board.
All right. If you have a bunch of posts, you say to get them in the ground, the posts have to be.
And go and put the posts in.
All right. Did they ever drive in posts around?
Well, I have some drove down. Some people I have saw that shot them at the end. And you have a mole or sludge hammer, something big and heavy enough, and drive them in the ground. I've seen many ones done like that. But I always take a hole digger, post hole digger, and dig my hole and put mine. But nowadays, they got them on tractors and doing buoy holes in the ground and put them on.
Well, they do? I didn't know that.
Well,
I don't know.
They haven't got that now. They don't no more digging. They just got them put on a tractor, you know, and got that power takeoff, you know, and just going around, go on the ground, big as a woman, then move on up the mission.
Mr. Barker referred to you as being a mechanized farmer. He said you had with your farming, you used a lot of machinery, and you didn't still use the hand plows and the things like this. He said you were a mechanized farmer.
Well, now then, I tell you how that happened. I used to use mules, horses, and on the farm. But now, lately, I didn't have nobody on the farm. I couldn't go out there with a mule and plow it for myself, raise enough to take care of my stock and things. See, one man can't raise enough food, feed stuff to take care of cows and horses and things like that because he can't do that much plowing. That's why I changed that tractor. I used a tractor while I plow so much more than another day. I can plank my hay, cut my hay, bale my hay. Well, even you can take a cone and pull your cone if you want to. If you're able to get one, I'll hire somebody buy one and pull your cone. Though I always pull mine by my hand, I don't have that much in me. I pull mine by hand.
Did you ever weed cotton with a hoe?
Yes, ma'am, chopped cotton in the
That must have been terrible. And picking cotton must be absolutely back-breaking.
Sure is back-breaking, but that's what the people done got out with now. Farmer, a little farmer, that's so much expensive on them. Making a crop now that he just don't make no money.
That's true. And yet the cost of the food keeps going up, the farmer that gets it.
Keep going up, and if he's going to buy this equipment together to make this crop, well, he can't afford it. Cost too much.
How many acres do you have?
320.
Oh, good grief. That's a lot, isn't it? Or is it not? No, it's not.
raise some cows, a few cows, and trying to make a living. That's all. Put it there.
Do you have the place where you grow just some vegetables just to use yourself? That would be your
garden.
Now, what kind of vegetables would you grow in a home garden?
Well, we grow lettuce, thyme. Mustard, tomato, cabbage, beets, radish, all that kind of stuff. We have that. Put onions, we put all that in the garden. So we can make a meal and have some, gather peas, butter beans, all that. Something to live on.